Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 81 of The 80%. It's easy to start investing, but if you want to optimize your returns, then that requires having the proper mindset and a good amount of financial discipline. That's why today, I'm sharing with you the 7 characteristics or personality traits you need to develop to become a successful investor. What you'll hear is actually an audio clip from a live stream that I did on my YouTube channel, and I hope you enjoy it. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. For today, ang ating i-discuss ay yung characteristics of a successful investor. Okay. So, I'm sharing this with you kasi napansin ko na oo, madali namang maging isang investor. All you have to do is to save and then open an investment account and then put your money in an investment. Pwede tayong mag-invest sa stock market, sa mutual fund, sa bonds, etc. Pero hindi enough na maging isang investor ka lang. So, dapat meron ka ring mga particular mindset, mga specific characteristics that will help you become a successful investor. So, ano ba tong mga to? The first characteristic is being goal-oriented. And this is something that I always mention, that you should always invest with a goal in mind. Ibig sabihin, bakit ka nga ba nag-i-invest? Para saan yung pera na ini-invest mo? Kailan mo siya gagamitin? Kailan mo siya kailangan? Para saan ba siya? Ano specifically yung bibilhin mo? Or saan mo ba siya particularly gagastusin? Kasi kung wala tayong goal, to be honest, hindi natin alam kung kailan natin kukunin yung investment. And I always receive questions about that na, sir, bumili na po ako ng particular stocks at umakyat na yung price niya. Kailan ko ba siya ibibenta? So, when you are asking yourself kung kailan mo ba dapat ibibenta or kukunin yung mga investments mo, i-redeem yung mga investments mo, that's a sign that you don't have a financial goal. Investing should be long-term because you are trying to grow your money to be able to afford a dream. So, dapat meron tayong financial goal, and pag alam natin yung ating financial goal, meron tayong financial goal, it will be easy for us to map out our investing journey. So, very important na goal-oriented tayo. And I always emphasize that you should always have a financial goal before you invest. Ang pinaka-common or ang pinaka-usual na financial goal, of course, is yung preparing for our retirement. But it's not just enough to tell ourselves that we are investing for our retirement. Mas maganda na alam natin magkano ba talaga yung kailangan natin na pera pag-retire natin. Kasi that will really give us an idea of where we should invest and how much our investment should be growing every year. Ang investment, hindi naman siya one-time thing. It's something that you monitor constantly. You rebalance your portfolio. And the things that will help you rebalance your portfolio or adjust your investing strategy is to check if you are still in line with reaching your financial goal. So, importante na ikaw ay goal-oriented. Another characteristic of a successful investor is they are patient. Okay? They are willing to hold for the long term and they know that things take time. So may mga namimita ko, nag-invest sila, pero after 2-3 years, naiinip na, gusto na nilang kunin yung pera nila. So sabi ko, kung ikaw ay nag-i-invest for a short-term goal, then definitely okay lang kunin. But more often than not, the reason why we're investing is because we have a long-term goal such as retirement or probably we're saving capital for a business that we want to buy someday or we want to buy our dream home after 5 or 10 years. So medyo long-term yon, and isang successful investor, they are patient. Eh, hindi ka naiinip. In fact, I recommend yung mga passive and boring investing strategies. Bakit? Kasi pag nag-invest ka, it's important na willing kang patulugin lang yung pera mo and you use your time and energy and focus more on creating more income. Mas mag-focus tayo sa pag-develop ng ating sources of income. Mag-focus tayo sa pag-advance ng career natin or pagpapalago ng negosyo natin. I think that's a better strategy. Pagdating sa investments, I really prefer yung mga passive types of investments na pwede mong iwanan lang yung pera mo and imo-monitor mo na lang sila quarterly or even just once a year. So, a successful investor is someone who is patient, who is willing to hold for the long term. Another characteristic of a successful investor is someone who is diversified. So, diversification, of course, is one way to manage our risk when it comes to investment. A successful investor accepts that markets are unpredictable. So, may mga namita ko, lalo na in recent months, no, na talagang nilalagay nila yung pera nila sa cryptocurrencies, which I think is very risky. So, meron akong nakausap, kinuha niya talaga yung pera niya sa stock market at saka karamihan ng mga mutual funds niya, ni-redeem niya kasi in-invest niya sa Bitcoin at saka iba pang mga cryptocurrencies kasi naniniwala siya na this is the future. So, I'm not questioning yung kanyang intention. Of course, hindi ko alam kung ano yung mga nabasa niya at pinag-aralan niya. But para sa akin, you should not put all your eggs in one basket. So, do not put all your money in just one type of security or one type of asset. A successful investor accepts that markets are unpredictable and it's always better to put your money in different types of investment. We have seen yung bond market really earned a lot of money last year during the pandemic, no? During in 2020. So, does that mean na the bond market will continue to perform well? Of course, hindi. There will be times na yung stock market yung mas malaki yung kinikita. May mga taon na mas malaki yung kikitain ng Pag-ibig MP2. May mga taon na mas malaki ang kikitain ng bond market. And also, sa forex market, cryptocurrency. So, iba-iba yung mga good and bad years ditong mga iba't ibang klaseng investment and assets. So, as an investor who cannot really predict what the market will do, it's always prudent to put our money in different types of asset classes and become diversified. Kasi yan talaga yung makatulong sa atin na maging successful, I would say, pagdating sa investing. That will really help us grow our portfolio over the long term. A successful investor is also focused. Ibig sabihin, they are faithful to the strategy and able to tune out noise. Anong particularly yung naiisip ko rito? May mga kilala kasi ako na nakita nila na magandang mag-invest sa real estate. So, nakita nila na pwede ka mag-invest sa mga foreclosed properties and then mag-buy and sell ka. If you flip mo yung property, tapos ipaparentahan mo yung iba. So, that's a very good strategy when it comes to creating passive income kasi meron kang rental property. However, may mga na-meet din ako na they are doing itong real estate investing for around 6-7 months. Tapos, may narinig sila na, uy, maganda daw yung co-ownership franchising business. So, ang ginawa nila, iniwanan nila yung ginagawa nilang property flipping to check out yung co-ownership franchise business opportunity. So after nila mapag-aralan yon, naisip nila na okay to, they shifted their focus there. However, a few months after, this was in recent months, nagkaroon ng rally pagdating sa cryptocurrencies, di ba? It was really what you can read sa news. So they started exploring naman yung cryptocurrencies. So yung particular na friend ko, pinag-aaralan niya ngayon yung mga NFTs, investing in digital art, investing in cryptocurrencies, yung mga coins, etc. Inabandon niya na yung dati niyang ginagawa na real estate foreclosed property investing, and iniwanan niya na rin niya yung co-ownership business franchise opportunity na tinitingnan niya na investment. So, mahirap kasi yung ginagawa pag wala kang focus dahil you don't stay long enough dun sa investment to actually experience and realize the good returns that it can bring you. So, you are able to tune out noise. Ibig sabihin, porket merong bagong investment na or bagong opportunity kang narinig, hindi ibig sabihin ay lalagyan mo na kagad ng pera yon. Ako, ang usual na attitude ko dyan is, I study, titingnan ko, tapos babalik ako dun sa goal ko. Itong bagong opportunity na to, ba na ito, ay kaya niya akong dalhin dun sa original kong financial goals. If not, then I will try to tune out yung noise na yon. If this new income opportunity or new investment opportunity is already redundant sa ginagawa ko, then I might as well just set it aside and don't give it that much attention. Another good example that I can remember is yung digital bank. So ING was one of the first digital banks in the country, and I saw its potential as a place where I can put a large portion of my emergency fund because they give such high interest rates, diba, as a savings account. So nag-open ako ng account sa ING, I put my money there, and then after a few months, all different digital banks started to come out sa Philippine market. And para sa akin, it's good that there are a lot of digital banks now. I've been trying to study each of them just to see what they offer. However, hindi ako ganun kadali na, uy, okay to, ililipat ko rito. Uy, mas mataas yung interest rate dito, ililipat ko. So ako, I am able to tune out the noise, meaning meron na akong digital bank, so I think it would be redundant to open another one, especially if the benefit isn't that significant, no? Kasi syempre, meron din tayong friction cost sa paglipat. I am faithful to the original strategy na ang gamit ko lang naman sa digital bank ay lagayan ng portion ng emergency fund ko. So I don't really have to spend time and energy in studying these types of financial products kasi meron na ako. So I try to stay focused dun sa ginagawa ko. I stay focused dun sa investment strategy ko. And of course, ang favorite na investment strategy ko is peso cost averaging, because I would rather spend most of my time in building and growing my businesses. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Another characteristic of a successful investor is that they are resilient. So ito, napaka-importante nito, lalo na kung ikaw ay isang beginner. So you stay calm amidst volatility and you adapt to the changing times. Ibig sabihin, porket nagkakaroon ng volatility, umaakit, tumababa yung mga prices, yung value ng mga investments natin ay nagtataas baba, hindi ka dapat nagpapanik. Okay? So, you try to understand what is happening and you try to see if there's a need for you to change yung ginagawa mong strategy. So, hindi ka nagkakaroon ng knee-jerk reaction sa volatility. Ibig sabihin, if you see that this is just a temporary thing, this is just for the next 2-3 years, and you are investing for a goal that is 15-20 years in the future, then it means na pwede kang mag-chill lang, hindi mo kailangan mag-panic, all you have to do is to monitor and adapt kung ano ba yung magandang gawin. But you stay emotionless, hindi tayo dapat bigla-biglang gumagawa ng mga investment decisions na ang nag-trigger lang ay yung ating emotions or mga emotional reactions natin sa movement ng market. Another characteristic of a successful investor is that they are humble. So they accept that they commit mistakes and they ask for help when needed. And this, I have also experienced this, na meron akong mga, particularly mga companies in the stock market na binili ko kasi feeling ko okay to. However, bumaba siya at hindi naging maganda yung performance ng business. So I admitted to myself first na it was a mistake. And I also informed yung mga friends ko na binigyan ko na recommendation. May isa kong friend na sinabihan ko na okay to bilhin kasi yung fundamentals niya are okay, the numbers are great, yung financial statements niya are sound, no? So I bought that stock. A couple of my friends also bought that particular stock. However, the economic winds changed, the business performed poorly, and tuloy-tuloy yung pagbaba ng price ng stock. So, nung na-hit niya yung aking cut-loss price, I admitted to myself na it was a wrong decision, it was a mistake on the analysis on my part, or hindi ko na-consider na magbabago yung political environment natin kasi I bought that particular stock before 2016 and hindi nag-perform ng maayos yung company, yung business. So I also informed my friends na nirekomendahan ko. Sabi ko, ibenta nyo na yan ng palugi kasi I think I made a mistake in the analysis then. I was not able to consider some factors. So the sooner that you realize that you made a wrong call, the sooner that you can repair the situation, the sooner that you can earn back yung nawala sa yung pera sa ibang investment. So, you ask for help when needed. Ang ginawa ko dito ay talk to other stock investors na colleagues ko and I double check with them. Sabi ko na tama ba tong interpretation ko, yung analysis ko in the performance of the company, yung iniisip ko na mangyayari dito sa company na to for the next 3-5 years. Ay tama ba? Can you double check kung okay? And they confirmed na oo, medyo tama na ibenta mo na yan kasi hindi optimistic yung kanilang business performance for the next 3-5 years. So, I was humble enough to admit my mistake and I was able to correct it soon enough. So, yung nalugi ko na pera dun sa particular stock na binili ko, eventually, nabawi ko siya sa ibang stock na nabili ko. So, tinransfer ko siya, bumili ako ng ibang stock, and doon ko siya nabawi. So, if I held on to my pride at sinabi ko, hindi, tama yan, hawak lang, I'll just hold the shares and babawi rin yan. Then, I would still be in the negative dun sa particular shares na yon, no? Dun sa particular company na yon. So, it's very important to realize when you make a mistake and have the courage to correct or repair those mistakes. Lastly, a successful investor has a growth mindset. So they constantly improve on themselves and they are a lifelong learner. As we have witnessed for the past couple of years, we have new types of investments nagkaroon tayo ng REITs, REITs, di ba? And for the past couple of years, I've realized na this is something that I should really consider. Mukhang magandang long-term investment ang REITs, no? So of course, hindi pa buo yung conviction ko. I'm still trying to see kung talagang okay siya. Kasi sa ibang bansa, magandang long-term investment yung REITs, but of course, iba naman yung market natin sa Pilipinas. I'm trying to see if this is something that can be a good part of our portfolio kasama ng mga equity funds, index funds, and blue chip companies. Having a growth mindset will allow you to see yung mga new opportunities and consider if they can be something that you can put more money in. So, iba ito doon sa nasabi ko kanina na you should be focused on your strategy. Yung kanina na nabanggit ko na characteristic, sila yung tipong palit ng palit ng investment, palit-palit ng strategy, so hindi sila focused. Pagdating sa growth mindset, you are always curious, you are always open to learning ano ba yung mga bago without necessarily affecting yung established mo na investing strategy na effective naman. So you're simply looking for something that could complement what you're currently doing, something that could probably give you higher returns without really compromising yung current na strategy mo.
To be a winner in investing, you need to have the characteristics of a winner. You need to be goal-oriented, patient, diversified, focused, resilient, humble, and you need to have a growth mindset. These are essential traits to properly navigate the world of investments. Strive to instill them in your life and you will reap the benefits of wealth and financial success. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.